Mike Brenner leads the band Slow Mo. In fact, this songwriting, singing, lap steel playing guy is Slow Mo. You may have seen him on stage in his white suit with Marah or in his old band The Low Road, but now he leads the slide guitar slash hip hop group Slow Mo. The band has just released their second album, My Buzz Comes Back. The first was produced by Beck producer Tom Rothrock. On the new one, Slow Mo is joined by rapper Mike Recca. And I asked Mike Brenner if that was the major difference between the two discs.
The bigger difference was that when I went out there and they said, all right, we're making a record now, I didn't have a lot of material prepared. So it was kind of like, let's put some stuff together real quick, you know. And I did have maybe a couple tunes, but compared to this situation, there was almost 5 years in between the two records. So I had, the significant change in between them was meeting the Rec and the two of us starting to get more excited as the time went over about tunes that we kept working on. And now it's mutated to the point that Rec is the real front man and showman of the band. And, it's really started to coalesce in a really cool way.
We were kind of laughing about the fact that you're sort of leader of the band, but you're hardly ever out front at all. And people would definitely be mistaken. And dare I say, Rec, as important as you are, the third element, of course, is the vocals.
Absolutely.
Which were on the record were handled by Nancy Falco, who happens to be here today. But
Ireland, yep.
We'll talk more about them in a sec. Rec, how did you and Slow Mo hook up? How did you meet?
We actually met in a mutual studio, which was Soundgun Studio, with Adan Cohen. He was looking for like an MC on some material he was working on, which actually was My Buzz Comes Back. Uh-huh. And I actually wrote the stuff on the spot. We recorded it. I think he went to LA at the time, and they were making a big fuss over it. And it was doing pretty well, and I started coming out ever since, man.
Well, the lyrics are just fabulous. And actually, the place you're talking about working, this is the segue here, is on Shackamaxon Street, is it not, or very close?
It's very close.
Very close. Yeah. Well, if you come visit us in Philadelphia, you can just kind of follow this song and you'll get there.
We got the directions in the chorus. You can't get lost.
And direct to put the 215 in effect, y'all. I might wreck, y'all. And I came a long way to let you know that the band is Slow Mo. Live and direct to put the 215 in effect, y'all. I might wreck, y'all. And we came a long way to let you know that the band is Slow Mo.
Looking for the street where the grass is green and the smell is sweeter than it's ever been. Right on, Gerard, turn left hard. Get your Shackamaxon. Looking for the street where the grass is green and the smell is sweeter than it's ever been.
Come on.
Right on, Gerard, turn left hard. Get your Shackamaxon.
It's kind of hard for me to make up my mind, but the taste of some lime had me patiently creating the line. If I buy a dub, I'm saving a dime to recline when I'm relaxing. Hey, yo, what's Shackamaxon?
Name was Ben, lived in a house like a pig in a pen, but knock three times or ring those chimes, get your Shackamaxon. Looking for the street where the grass is green and the smell is sweeter than it's ever been. Right on, Gerard, turn left hard, get your Shackamaxon.
I'm able to bounce, supply with a stable amount, the hood rhymer. I know where to find a good ganja. Don't pass the scene, the grass is green. Yo, if you're asking, we talking about the Shackamaxon.
Don't you say you're not home.
Yeah, come on.
Say you're not home.
Come on.
Say you're not home.
And once inside. I dreamed that I stood outside, naked to the world with nothing to hide. I woke in a sweat, I jumped my jet and got my Shack-O-Max.
Shack-O-Max.
Full street where the grass is green, the smell is sweeter than it's ever been. Right on Girard, turn left hard, get your Shack-O-Max on.
Yo,
that's my word, slow-mo past the so nutritious. Mike wreck, no resistance, kind buzz, so I go the distance. Never catch up on the slacking without the Shack-O-Max.
Don't you say you're not home.
Yeah, come on.
Say you're not home.
Come on.
Say you're not home.
Live and direct, the book of 215 in effect, y'all. I'm Mike Wreck, y'all. And I came a long way to let you know that the band is slow-mo. Check it. Hey, yo, we live and direct. The Boogie 215 in effect, y'all. I'm Mike Wreck, y'all. And we came a long way to let you know that the band is slow-mo.
Got mine, so get yours.
Looking for a street where the grass is green.
Shack-O-Max.
Looking for a street where the grass is green. Smell and see than it's ever been. Round your arm, turn left arm, get your Shack-O-Max.
Shack-O-Max.
Looking for a street where the grass is green. Smell and see than it's ever been. Round your arm, turn left arm, get your Shack-O-Max.
Shack-O-Max.
Looking for a street where the grass is green. Smell and see than it's ever been.
Come on.
Right on your arm. Turn left on, get your Shack-O-Max.
Shack-O-Max.
Looking for a street where the grass is green. The smell is sweeter than it's ever been. Right on your arm, turn left on,
get your Shack-O-Max on.
Shack-O-Max on.
Slow-mo's playing live, and that is Shack-O-Max, another one from My Buzz Comes Back. And, you know, everybody talks about this being so much fusion as we move through the into the 21st century. And this is an amazing – you've got kind of a country song. You've got the MC, and you've got, like, these background vocals kind of something else completely different, like from a Broadway musical or something. It's totally cool. Totally cool. You should introduce everybody who's
definitely. There's a lot of us here. We have some of the best singers in Philadelphia with us here.
Indeed.
Steph Hayes and Sue Rossetti, who front their own band, Stargazer Lily. And we have Lauren Hart, who's a longtime Philadelphia musician. And we're lucky to have Nancy Falco, who recorded a lot of the vocals on the record, and she's been living in Ireland for the past year or so, and just happened to be in Philly visiting when we were cutting the session, so we have her here. And we got Steve Demarest on bass guitar, and the Master Blaster Hoagie Wing on the Doombeck, and Mark Schreiber on the drums. Mark and I have been playing for a long time together in various bands. And like I said, we got our front man is the Mike Recca here on the microphone.
Absolutely. Yeah, people may remember, if people have been listening to the World Cafe for a long time, may remember that our very first World Cafe session was with Mike and Mark and the Low Road when we were in here. So that goes way back.
That's cool.
Good to have you back. You had to wait 15 years, but, you know, something like that. So, Mike, how did you make the transition into kind of concentrating on slide?
Well, it was sort of kind of an escape at the time. I think that the Low Road had broken up, and I was looking for something to kind of get into, really dig deep into, and sort of not worry about, like, not really get into the whole, you know, touring, gigging type thing. And I started playing with a couple bands then, John Train and Y'all from New York. They were sort of my first steel gigs. And, you know, I was not very good, but it gave me a lot of experience to jump on stage. And the more I did it, the more, I mean, I kind of knew that I had my thing as soon as I picked it up, but it took me, you know, at least a couple years to get it under my hands, and then I just started playing. I thought it was going to be my thing that I could kind of just sort of fade away doing, but it wound up opening up a lot of doors, kind of throwing me back into it. You know, I started touring with Marat specifically, and then, you know, then suddenly I was like, all right, I guess I'm a lap steel player now, you know. And
Have you thought about branching out and playing pedal steel or moving beyond that?
I've been working on it, yeah.
It's not an easy instrument, is it?
It's not. It's a great instrument, but I started on bluegrass dobro, so something about dobro and lap steel, it's a little more for me. I mean, I watch, you know, like the Campbell brothers and Robert Randolph play pedal steel, and they really get real meaty with it, you know, but that's what I like about the lap steel as opposed to like the Nashville pedal steel, which is a little like kind of flowery to me sometimes, but beautiful, but it's just not quite my vibe, you know.
I want to talk about your white suit. You on stage, definitely a cool visual with
Thanks.
That. How did you decide to make that your stage costume?
I saw this photo of this vaudeville entertainer named Roy Smek, and he was a crazy... He was an amazing instrumentalist.
He played Hawaiian guitar, right?
He played Hawaiian guitar, yeah. And he played everything, guitar and mandolin, ukulele. There's a lot of old instruments called Roy Smek model, lap steels and stuff. And there was this one amazing photo of him in the same white suit surrounded by four Hawaiian musicians. And I think the only thing I pulled from the costume was I didn't think the lei was appropriate for this band, but that was where that idea came about. Novelty was supposed to be sort of this wacky record, you know, in almost a vaudeville way, but the suit stuck.
The suit definitely stuck, which is good. All right, what's next?
This is off the record. This is called Underwater.
It's too much turmoil. War and hate can't sit and wait while the earth spoils. It's all foul to me. People losing morality for salaries. Life hits hard without apologies. Poverty. Wicked streets, thieves and robberies for novelties. Rapes inside of me. Hey, yo, it's gotta be the most horrific error for your eyes to see. Use your third eye to view. It's possible the priest lied to you. But see, this is what I'ma do. When they go to war and things, we'll be down in quarantine. As a matter of fact, we already started to pack. Food, clothing, pound a shack, a max and box of aspirin. Man, imagine living underwater. My mind's blown, but I can still drop a poem. I do it from the Aqua Dome. It's hard to cope just so you're not alone. Hey, yo, it's Mike Wreck. The mic meaning microphone. Stress free, free from life stress. Doing the aqua boogie. Slow-mo's got the goodies. A little chillier below, so I rock a hoodie. But we jamming and the band is hotter than tea kettles. Thousands of feet beneath sea level, we need trouble. So turn it up. Infinite ways to earn a buck. I do my set, then wreck jets to burn the Dutch. Considerably one of the best to come out of West. Deliberately escaping misery, but nonetheless, I come to bless. Like Jehovah, the H2O flower. The type to strike the mic and win the crowd over. A proud soldier from the Keystone State. The great city of Philly is where we submerge that. Burn that, bust us, I turn that back like Lou Gehrig. We'll send a promo with slow-mo, yeah, you hear it. In the depths of the abyss, free from life, stress, stress, stress.
I wanna live underwater.
Stress-free, free from life, stress, stress.
I wanna live underwater. Unsure of my destination, coming face to face with desolation. We set the pace in this game, just chasing some change. A race for the fame and glory, maintain and keep saying the same story.
I hum a little tune and my buzz comes back. My buzz comes back. My buzz comes back. I hum a little tune and my buzz comes back. My buzz comes back for good. I hum a little tune and my buzz comes back. My buzz comes back. My buzz comes back. I hum a little tune and my buzz comes back. My buzz comes back for good. Yo, Red.
Many were abusive and refused to take it back. A simple mission to find a place to lay my hat, huh? But nevertheless, I severed the stress and put my faith in God. The Most High helped reinstate my pride. Yo, the stakes is high for those who patronize the noble. A controversial issue now global. In the disposal and the solitude, we just do what we gotta do and keep our heads on straight. Somehow we'll make it through. Yo, analyzing my role in life. The world can be as cold as ice. It's all a gamble, but I just roll the dice. I might lose, but I don't want that, yo. So I wait patiently for my buzz to come back. Come on.
I hum a little tune and my buzz comes back. My buzz comes back. My buzz comes back. I hum a little tune and my buzz comes back. My buzz comes back. Watch me now. Said I hum a little tune. I hum a little tune. I hum a little tune. I hum a little tune.
I hum a little tune.
Yeah.
comes back. My buzz comes back. My buzz comes back. I hum a little tune and my buzz comes back. My buzz comes back for good. I hum a little tune and my buzz comes back. My buzz comes back. My buzz comes back. I hum a little tune and my buzz comes back. 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 I hum a little tune and my buzz comes back. My buzz comes back for good.
My buzz comes back. The very first tune that was this conglomeration of Slow-Mo and Mike Recca. Now, did you feel like you, Mike, you had to come up with a great, fully formed rap for that when you heard it the first time? Were you anxious to get it right?
Well, Mike pretty much told me what he wanted. And,
oh, really? I was wondering how.
Yeah,
that
he sold me on the concept of the song first, and I definitely wanted to you know, satisfy him. You know, me not knowing who he was at the time, he seemed pretty serious. Like, this guy, knows
serious
his stuff.
Guy. Yeah.
This guy, like, I can't mess around. Let me sit down and do this right. So I actually sat down at the studio, wrote it, laid it right then. He was pleased with it. Other people were pleased with it. I'm pleased with it.
So. Yeah, I say that because there's some really cool lyrical turns in it and stuff. It's really.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't take credit for that. I wrote Rec maybe two sentences about what I thought. It might be about, and I think the only word that I wrote in there that wound up in the rap was the word desolation, which I thought was really cool. And
he sold me a good visual. That's all I needed.
Everybody, thanks so much for coming.
Thank
down.
You for having us.
Thank
Dave.
You very
we
much.
Appreciate it.
A
real treat. Slow-Mo, our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe. Our thanks again to Slow-Mo for joining us live today. And if you're looking for My Buzz Comes Back, look for it at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafe.npr.org.